This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua. We're up to Masechta Chagiga Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Okay, the Gemara has so far given us two Mekoros that you have a makeup for the Karbonos of Shavuos. First we had on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, the Shita of Rav Lezer Amar Aboishia, that how do I know Shavuos has Tashlumen for 7 days? Because it says B'chag HaMatzos, B'chag HaShavuos, B'chag HaSukkos. So we compare Shavuos to Pesach. Just like Pesach you have 7 days, Shavuos you have 7 days also. Why don't we compare it to the 8 days of Sukkot? The Gemara said, Asvara tafasta meruba like tafasta. And then we had on Yud Zayin Amud Beis on the bottom, Rav Lezer ben Yaakov said, Adrasha ukerasem uvekutzrachem. It says regarding the Yom Tov of Shavuos, you're going to ukerasem etzmeim hazeh, mikra kodesh. And then right after that, it says the word uvekutzrachem. What Yom Tov is both a mikra kodesh and a time you're allowed to do ketzira? We said that's basically the second day of Shavuos, which you're allowed to do ketzira, and in a way it's mikra kodesh because you're allowed to bring the makeup karbanos. So now today we're going to have other makairos that there are makeup days for the karbanos of Shavuos. We're on the second line, Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Reish Lakish Amar, it says, V'chag HaKotzer, and the festival of harvesting. And then it says, actually the pasuk says like this, V'chag HaKotzer Bikurei Ma'asecha Asher Tizra Basada, and the festival of harvesting of the first fruits, which is Shavuos. So it refers to Shavuos both as Chag and Ketzira. Ezehu Chag Sha'atu Choygeg V'Koytzer Boi. Which Yom Tov do you celebrate and do Ketzira? Havayomer Ze'atzeres. That's Shavuos, because you're allowed to do Ketzira. Now the question is, you can't do Ketzira on Shavuos. Says Mar Emas, when is that? Ilema B'Yom Tov. If it refers to Yom Tov, Ketzira B'Yom Tov Mishar, you're allowed to do Ketzira on Yom Tov. Elalav letashlumin, but rather it means for the makeup. You're allowed to do the makeup of Shavuos the next day. And it's both a chag, in the sense that you bring the karbanos, and it's a Yom Tov, you're allowed to do ketzira. So the Gemara challenges that. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and the correct verse is Amar Le Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan was talking to his colleague Rish Lakish. Amar Le Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan said to Reish Lakish, Elameyata, Chag Ha'asif, the continuation of the Pasuk is the festival of gathering in. Ezehu Chag Sheyesh Bayasifa. What Yom Tov do you gather in? Have a Omer Zechag HaSukkos. This refers to the Yom Tov of Sukkos. So Gemara says, Emas, Ilema B'Yom Tov, if it refers to Yom Tov proper. Because again, the Pasuk says Chag HaKotzer and Chag Ha'asif. Now, we're going to compare what it says Chag HaKotzer to what it says Chag HaAsif. Now, when it says Chag HaAsif, what does it mean, the Yom Tov you're allowed to gather in from the field? Ilema b'Yom Tov, if it refers to Yom Tov proper. Malacha b'Yom Tov Mishari, is Malacha mutar on Yom Tov? Malacha is not mutar on Yom Tov. So Tosfos in Ma'id Katan wonders, what Malacha is there in gathering something in from the house of Asifa? So, the Achronim say it's Ma'amer. So you're not to do Asifa on Yom Tov. So what does it mean, Chag HaAsif? Ilema b'Yom Tov, Malacha b'Yom Tov Mishari, Ela b'Chol HaShamoid. Rather, it refers to Chol HaMoid. Chol HaShamoid Mishari? Are you allowed to do Malacha on Chol HaMoid? You're not to do Malacha on Chol HaMoid. Ela, rather, Chag HaBa B'Zman Asifa. It refers to the festival that comes at the time of the gathering. Hachanami, here too, Chag Haba Bizman Ketzira, the Yom Tov that comes at the time of the harvesting. So, when it says Chag HaAsif, it doesn't mean on Yom Tov. You can't do Asif on Yom Tov. You can't do Asif on Chol HaMoed. So it must be, when it says Chag HaAsif, it means the Yom Tov that's in the season of gathering in from the field. So too, when it says Chag HaKotzer, it doesn't mean the Yom Tov of Shavuos, it means the Yom Tov that comes at the time of the harvest. So Tosfos addresses a very interesting question. Why can't it be referring when it says Chag HaAsav to Chol HaMoed? Ah, you're now doing Malacha on Chol HaMoed. Isn't that only in Isser D'Rabbanan? No, so our Gemara is Mashma, that if we cannot say the Pasuk is referring to Chol HaMoed, that the Isser of Malacha on Chol HaMoed is D'Oraisa. That's what our Gemara is Mashma. And that, in fact, seems to be the Shita of Rashi. Rashi Shita and Shas is Malacha on Chol HaMoed is D'Oraisa. And Tosfos says the fact that our Gemara cannot entertain the possibility that Chag HaAsav is referring to Chol HaMoed, that implies that our Gemara holds that Malacha on Chol HaMoed is an Isser D'Oraisa. And likewise,
in my cousin talks about
Machlokes
between if it's
the doc is in the house. Okay, so right, very good. The Gemara Moy Katan Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. You see, I have good voice recognition over here. The Gemara Moy Katan Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Taisa says a lashon loy mi boy avelos de midrabanan, but even chalas shalmoid, which is d'oraisa. And that's the Shita of Tosfos over there. And by the way, Rashi here is also mashma that Malacha on Chol HaMoed is in Isser D'Oraisa. You will see some of the Rashis. So Tosfos ends up saying its following. Tosfos asks a number of questions. If you look at Tosfos, he says, V'kosher Rabbeinu Tam, then if, in fact, Malach on Chol HaMoed is D'Oraisa, how could we matter Davar Ha'avod or other Malachais? Furthermore, Tosfos quotes a Mishnah and Megillah that whenever it's not a Yom Tov and there's a Karban Musaf, we call up four Aliyos. So we see it's not a Yom Tov, it's no Isser Malacha. And then Tosfos quotes Yushalmi that the only reason they answered Malacha on Chol HaMoed is so that people will eat, drink, and learn Torah. It's Mashma, it's a Drabanon. So Tosfos says, V'yeshloimer, toward the bottom, really, it's an Isser Drabanon. Really, Malacha on Chol HaMoed is Drabanon. But since, as our Gemara is going to quote Psukim, which according to Tosfos means, it's not a D'Oraisa, but there are many Asmachtois that Malach on Chol HaMoed is D'Rabbanon. So since we have Asmachtois in the Pasuk, that Malach is Asur, Memela, it's not Mestaber that the Pasuk of Chag HaAsav would be referring to Chol HaMoed, when even though it's not Asur Medoraisa to work on Chol HaMoed, but there are Psukim that lend to that idea. Albeit, only be'asmachta. Okay. So, the Gemara says, Miklal, the Tarvayu Sfirulhu, the Chulah Shemayit Asar Basiyas Malacha. Here we see, both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, they both hold Malacha and Chol HaMoed is Asar. Because Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish, well, what about Chag HaAsav? Chag HaAsav, it can't be Yom Tov, it can't be Chol HaMoed. And Rabbi Yochanan asked this question, and Reish Lakish didn't give any specific answer. That's mashma. He concedes Malacha on Chol HaMoed is D'Oraisa, is Asur. So mina ani mili. From where do we know Malacha on Chol HaMoed is Asur? The Tan Rabbanon es Chag HaMatzos Tishmar. You should guard the matzos Shivas Yamim for 7 days. Li meid al Chuloi Shalmoed Sha'asur Basias Malacha. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. It says as Chag HaMatzos Tishmar for 7 days. This teaches on Chol HaMoed, right? It says guard matzos for 7 days. Well, wait a second. Shmira means Isser Malacha. Now, the reason why it's only in Asmachta is because Pashup Shad is, you know, you should guard the matzos. You should make sure you don't eat chametz. But it could also mean not to do Malacha. Well, wait a second. I know I'm now doing Malacha on the first and seventh day. What about in the intermediate days? So, limit achol shalmoid sha'asur basiyas malacha divrei Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonasan oimer einoy tzarech. Rabbi Yonasan says you don't need this limud. Kavachomer, it's an a fortiori argument. It's a kavachomer. Uma rishon nishvish in kedusha lefnei malach rei and asur basiyas malacha day 1 and day 7, where there's no Isser Malacha. There's no sanctity before them and after them. You now do Malacha. Chalei Shalmoyed, Chalamoyed. Sheish Kedusha Lefnei Malachreyem, that there's Kedusha before them and after them. Inodin Sheyasr Basis Malacha. If day one and day seven, which are not sandwiched in between Kedusha, you're now do Malacha. Certainly the intermediate days, which are sandwiched, it should be Asr Basis Malacha.
Have Easter and like
Yom Div. Oh, so you mean it should be us in all Malacha?
Right.
So Toysus seems to ask that question. The little Toysus. Ma Rishon Shvi, Yav Matzav Rechem, Ma La'anish again, Dover Avod Mi Asar. Why don't we say day one and seven? You can't even do Dover Avod. So you're asking, so Gufa learn from the Kavachoymer that you're not allowed to do Gufa. So Tosfos says it's not a real Kavachoymer. It's a Giloy Milsa. And this is Tosfos Lashitase, that it's only Drabanan. But what will the other Rishonim that learn it's Dairaisa say? Right? It's a good question. Okay. So Asi wants to know, this seems to be Tosfos Lashitase. That it's only Drabanon, but if you're going to hold that Malacha and Chalmed is Dairaisa, so L'chairo we have a Pircha on the Kavu Chaymer, that Malacha and Chalmed, you're allowed to do Davar Avod. In any event, the Gemara says, Sheishas Yimei Bereishas Yoichicho. This is not a good Kavu Chaymer, because you're going to tell me that anything sandwiched in Kedusha should be Asr Malacha. Sheyesh Kedusha Lefnei Malachreim U'Mutar Masis Malacha. Tuesday will show us that this is not a good Svarah, because Tuesday has Shabbos before, has Shabbos after, and you're allowed to do Malacha on Tuesday. Says the Gemara, nah, don't bring me a riot from Tuesdays. Malasheshes Yimei Bereishis She'ein Bahem Karban Musaf. The weekday is granted that they're surrounded by Kedusha, but there's no Karban Musaf. Toimer b'chula shalmoid sheyesh by karban musaf. Chalamoid has an indication that it is a quasi yamtiv because there's a karban musaf. Says Gemara, no, don't say that the reason why perhaps chalamoid should be also malacha when it's surrounded by kedusha is because it has a karban musaf, because I'll bring you a day that has a karban musaf that is. That is not also by Malacha. Rish Chodesh Yechech, Sheyesh by Karban Mosaf, and Mutar Basias Malacha. Says Gemara, Mala Rish Chodesh, She'en Karay Mikra Chodesh. For Rish Chodesh, you'll have to do Malacha, because Rish Chodesh is not a Mikra Chodesh. Toimer B'cholosh Shemad Shekar Mikra Chodesh. Ha'avakari mikra kodesh, dinu sha'asra asis malacha. So, meaning, we want to make a kavachoymer. The kavachoymer is from that if the days before and after, which are not surrounded by kedusha, are asra malacha, the intermediate days should be asr. And don't tell me the weekdays are mutar b'malacha and they're surrounding kedusha, because there's no covering musaf. And don't say Rosh Chodesh has a Karban Musaf. Rosh Chodesh is not a Mikra Kodesh. But the intermediary days are surrounded by Kedusha, has a Karban Musaf, is a Mikra Kodesh. Therefore, the Kavu Chomer should teach me that they're also b'malacha. Tanya Yidach, we learned in another Braisa. Kol Melechas Avoida Loisasu. All kinds of Melacha, you're now to do. Limeid Al-Chuloi Shalmoyed Sha'asr Basiyas Melacha. This teaches me on Chalamayid, they now do Malacha. It says, Kol Malachas Avoido Loisasu. It says, Vayyema Risha Mikro Kosh Malachas Avoido Loisasu. Shivas Yomim Takriva Yishal Hashem Yomashim Mikro Kosh Yolachem Kol Malachas Avoido Loisasu. Limeid Al-Chulo Shomayid Sha'asar Basiyas Malacha Divrei Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. So here's the question. What does this show? This doesn't show anything. What does this show? The Pasuk Kom Lechas Avoid Olay Sasu is talking about the first day. How does this show me anything about Chol HaMoed? So Rashi says, The samach le shivas yomim takrivu isha. Juxtaposed to kom lechas avoda lo isasu is shivas yomim takrivu isha. Rabbi Akiva says einoy tzarech. I don't need this source.
We're sorry, but some participants may be experiencing temporary audio issues. Our teams
are you with me?
Quickly as possible.
With me?
I'm with you. Yeah, we're here.
The Gemara continues. Rabbi Akiva Omer, einoy tzarech. I don't need this source. Harehu Omer, ele moyadei Hashem. These are the holidays of God. Bamei hakasam adaber. Im barishayin, if it refers to the first day. Actually, we really need the end of the pasuk. It says, ele moyadei Hashem mikra'ei kodesh. What is the Mikra E Kodesh referring to? But Ma Kosam Adaber, actually, when it says Mikra E Kodesh, the Hagois Vitsiunim Vav says you have to add in the words Mikra E Kodesh. Rashi even puts it in Mikra E Kodesh. Masha Kachel Basias Malacha. But Ma Kosam Adaber. In Berishain, if it refers to day one, Harek Farnemar, Shabbosoin. In Beshvi, Harek Farnemar, Shabbosoin. Tanya idach. We learned in another brisa. Sheishes yomim toicha matzah is for 6 days. You should eat matzah. Vayemashvi atzer Hashem. Mashvi atzor. Just like the seventh day. Basically, it says 6 days you should eat matzahs, and the seventh day is atzer b'malacha. So it's. We're comparing the 6 days to the seventh day. Mashvi atzer, just like the seventh day you now do malacha. Av sheshes yomim atzurin, so to the 6 days you now do malacha. Imashvi atzer b'chol malacha, if the seventh day you now do any malacha, av sheshes yomim atzur b'chol malacha. So we should say the 6 days you now do any malacha at all. Meaning, just like on the seventh day, davar ha'avod is asur, so too on 6 days, davar ha'avod should be asur. Talmud Loimar Uvayoy Mashvi Atzeres. So we have a special qualification on the seventh day Atzeres Hashvi Atzer B'chol Malacha. The seventh day you're prohibited to do any malacha. Ve'ein Shisha Yomim Atzer B'chol Malacha. And for 6 days, you're not withheld from all malacha. Halay Masra Nakasav Ela L'Chachamim. This was only given to the sages. In other words, the seventh day you can't do any malacha. For 6 days you're allowed to do some malacha. And who, up to whose discretion is it? Loimasra nakasa, the pasuk is giving it over to the chachamim, loimar lach, to say, eza yoim asar v'eza yoim mutar. What's permitted, what's prohibited, and what's permitted. Ezu malacha asura v'ezu malacha mutar. What you're not allowed to do, what you're allowed to do. Now, according to Tosfos, that isra malacha on chalamoid is drabanan. So I understand the rabbis could say this is prohibited, this is permitted. But if really malacha is asur midaraisa, it's quite an interesting phenomenon that even though fundamentally malacha is asur midaraisa, it's up to the rabbanon to decide which malachas are asur midaraisa. That's quite a gift, that's quite an empowerment that the Torah has given over to the chachamim to decide what's mutter, what's asur. Umutarin behesbid vetaynes. Now the Mishnah said that on if Shavuos, the Mishnah on Yud Zayin says if Shavuos comes out on Shabbos, the Yom Tevayach is Sunday. However, on that day the Kohen Gadol will not wear special Yom Tev garments, and you're allowed to eulogize and fast, even though technically it's somewhat of a Yom Tev, because we don't want the tzedakim to feel like they're correct. That Shavuos will always come out on Sunday. Says the Gemara, V'ho'itmar Maisa. There's a story, Umeis Alexa. Alexa died. Can you imagine what the world came to? Alexa, as long as Siri's still alive, but Alexa died. Balud. V'nichnesu Kol Yisrael L'soiftai. All of Kol Yisrael came to give a eulogy.
My Alexa just went off.
Yeah, there you go. There's a story, and Alexa died in Lod. And all of Israel came to eulogize him. Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon didn't let because it was Shavuos. Says Gemara, Yomtiv Sakadaitach. You think it was actually Yomtiv? Ibi Yomtiv, mi kasu, would anyone come to eulogize on Yomtiv itself? Ela Ema, but rather say, not because it was Yomtiv. It was the day after Yomtiv. It was the day of Shechita. So we see that you're not allowed to eulogize on the Yom Tevayach. So how could the Mishnah say that you're allowed to eulogize on the Yom of Shechita so that the Tzedakim don't think they're right? Here we see they didn't allow eulogy on the day of Shechita. Says the Gemara, Loi Kasha, Kan b'Yom Tev Shechalias Achar HaShabbos. The Braisa is talking about where Shavuos comes out in the middle of the week. So if Shavuos comes out in the middle of the week, then the day of Shechita is going to be on a random day during the week. And therefore, there's no reason not to eulogize. But Kan in the Mishnah, B'Yom Tov Shechalias B'Shabbos, we're talking about where Shavuos came out on Shabbos. So the Yom Tevayach is Sunday. So wait a second. So we're saying, let's think for a moment. The Braisa is talking about where it came out on a random weekday, and therefore on the Yom Tevayach, we don't allow you to do Hesped. But wait a second. If Yom Tev came out during the week, there is no Yom Tevayach, because you could do all the Shechita on Yom Tev proper. That's the Shechita Beis Hillel. So the Tosfos Rid answers that even though you don't need to have a special day of Shechita because you could check on Yom Tev, but Stama de Milsa, not everyone has enough time on Yom Tov proper to bring all the Shalmei Chagiga and the Oilas Ru'iyah. And many of the Karbanos are delayed until the second day or the third day. And even though technically you have 7 days to make it up, nevertheless, the Iker Yom Tovayach is one day. And therefore, on that day, we don't allow Hespen and Tainis. We only allow it when Shavuos comes out on Shabbos, and then we... Shavuos comes out, and then we have to do the Shechita on Sunday, so we don't want the Tzedakim to think they're right, and therefore we don't allow Shechita. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we'll hold it over here. Shkoyach everyone for joining. Shkoyach. Everyone doing good?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.